Order, order.
Gutter politics in the House on Thursday after the Speaker pulled up Nationals' Nick Smith for lashing out at Labour's Pete Hodgson.
Mr Speaker, I seek clarification. I referred to the member as sewer rat.
Well,
order. Appropriate discussion.
Order. No, order.
Lockwood Smith ordered Nick Smith to withdraw and apologise.
I take a dim view of that.
For his part, Dr Smith had taken a dim view of yet another attempt by Pete Hodgson to find conflicts of interest in Nationals' cabinet. His target this week was the Prime Minister, John Key.
Does he stand by his statement to the New Zealand Herald last year that he has put certain assets into a blind trust that is, quote, so blind I haven't a clue what's in it, close quote.
The Honourable Prime Minister.
Yes.
Next day, Mr Hodgson tried to draw a link between the government's policy on liquor sales to the involvement of supermarket chains and a vineyard company in Mr Key's blind trust. He did this in questions to Justice Minister Simon Power.
Is the Minister aware that the chairperson of Foodstuffs Auckland Limited is also a shareholder in the Prime Minister's vineyard?
The Honourable Simon Power.
No.
The opposition got even less traction in pursuit of the Finance Minister's post-budget speculation about the possible partial float of Kiwibank. Among questions for him was this one from Labour's Clayton Cosgrove.
Why did he tell a post-budget luncheon in Christchurch that the government is considering a change of policy, quote, to free up capital and put product on the market for Kiwi mums and dads, unquote?
The Honourable Bill English.
Mr Speaker, I made those comments in the context of discussing with that audience the need to lift our game with $200 billion of assets that the government owns.
The ownership of state assets was the subject of Mr Clayton's next question.
Is he considering selling or partially selling any state-owned enterprises in the future? If so, which ones?
The Honourable Bill English.
Yes. Mr Speaker, no, the government's position is clear. We've made a commitment to New Zealanders there will not be asset sales in this term of Parliament. If the position is going to change, we will campaign on that in the next election.
Also interested in Kiwibank was Greens co-leader Russell Norman.
If Kiwibank is sold to Australia, will the government require Kiwibank to change their theme song from God Defend New Zealand to Advance Australia Fair or perhaps Advance Australian Profits?
To which Mr English replied,
order. I find that question easier to answer if it wasn't asked with an Australian accent.
The domination of question times by Kiwibank's future and allegations of conflicts of interest in Cabinet was a disappointment for Mr English.
The opposition didn't even ask a question on the budget today.
And the debate on the Finance Minister's second budget was interrupted twice for the government to make some progress on legislation. On Tuesday, it was for the third and final reading of the Sentencing and Parole Reform Bill. Better known as the ACT Party's Three Strikes and You're In for a very long time bill, it passed with the support of National, but against the opposition of all other parties, including United Futures' Peter Dunn and the Māori Party, represented in the third reading debate by Honi Hawawira.
Mr Speaker, it's a short-sighted man who thinks that legislation sending people to jail for a long time reduces crime rates. It's a blind man who sees justice in sentencing people to life for responding to circumstances they have little control over. And it's a bloody fool who thinks that this bill will do anything else but create frustration, anger and violence within our prison population.
Honi Hawawera's Māori Party was also in opposition when the budget debate was interrupted again on Thursday for the second reading of the second Auckland Super City Bill, kicked off by ACT leader and local government minister Rodney Hyde.
Mr Speaker, this bill completes the legislative framework that will define the new Auckland Council and unite the region with one mayor and an efficient, effective single council.
Mr Hyde described Auckland as New Zealand local government's greatest tragedy.
The region has fragmented governance, confused responsibilities and limited accountability for the resulting gridlock.
Confusion of a different kind caused a brief mental gridlock in the chamber on Wednesday.
Can I assure the Honourable Minister that I have not had a sex change operation?
Lockwood Smith to Jerry Brownlee, who replied,
I would expect not that it'd be a statement to Parliament, surely.
It's just I'm not Madam Speaker.
But that's how the Minister of Energy and Resources had addressed him when rising to answer a question.
The Honourable Jerry Brownlee.
Well, there's two questions there, Madam Speaker.
And Jerry Brownlee will be joining his national colleagues and their support parties and voting against the opposition's no-confidence motion if the House completes the 7 hours remaining in the budget debate before next Thursday. I'm Tom Frewen, and this program is brought to you with funding from New Zealand On Air.